So learning daf tazayin abayz increases, and the Gemara is declaring what exactly was the shayla in our Mishnah. Was the shayla if you forget about Shabbos, if it's called yediyah ben tayim, or the shayla was if you do like get around malacha, you do two shabbosim, is it chayev two or one? Amar Rabba, so Rabba says, mistavra shiga shabbos v'zodoy malachos. It's a stavra that if he forgets about Shabbos and he knows about the malacha, it's pshit le yom shem time have idea lechalik. It's pashit that it's the idea lechalik, the weekday in between. V'zodin Shabbos v'shigas malachos hu debayimene. And the whole question of Rabbi Kiva was a case where you forgot about the malacha. You forgot about bayir, for example. He did 2 weeks. Hu debayimene. Kiguf v'dam yin aloy. U pashit le. And Rabbi Yehuda answered, the Zodin Shabbos, the Shigash Malachas, Guvan Damin, he answered that I bring a raya from Nida, that's like Guvan Damin, Yechayev too. But like Kibbel Menei, and Rabbi Kiva was not Makabal from him. And at the end of the Mishnah says, Behemaka Shabbos, he meant that the same Shiloh, like Kibbel Menei. And then the guy with the second Shiloh, the guy with Vlad Malachas, the guy with Vlad Malachas, that's not in our Mishnah, but that happened also. Partially, the Vlad Malachas, Malachas Damin, he also posted him that different Toldos. A chayef every told. If he did 5 told us at one time, a chayef at 5 told us. But like Kibbeh also wasn't makabel on that either. Amar Rav Na Minilah. How do I know this? How do I know that Yediyah was poshut, that Yediyah Ben Tayim was called the Yediyah, and the whole question was by Guv Mechalakim and like Kibbeh Menei? How do we know that? Na Minilah, the time. Learned in the Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Sechla Shabbos, the beginning of Perek Klal Gadol. Says in the Mishnah, Klal Gadol Amar Shabbos. We said a general big rule by Shabbos. Kol ha-shecheach ikas Shabbos v'os melachas harbeh v'shabbos harbeh nechayav le'achas. What this means is, he doesn't know anything. He doesn't know about Shabbos. He doesn't know about melachas. He knows nothing. It's called helam zavazeh. This guy is complete am aretz. He landed from Mars. He knows nothing. So halacha is that if you know nothing and you do melachas, you only chayav one. You can do every malacha in the world, you only have one thing, because it doesn't pass idea, it doesn't pass anything. There's nothing to mechalik it. You only have one chatas. You have nothing about Shabbos. That's case number one. We have 3 cases. Case number 2 is Hayideika Shabbos. He knows about Shabbos. He knows that all 49 malachas, 39 malachas are asr. But he forgot that today's Shabbos. V'asim malachas haris, v'asim harbe. He forgot today's Shabbos. Chayev akol Shabbos v'Shabbos. He chayev in every single Shabbos. So here's a raya. That Yediyah Shemitayim, the weekday in between, is called Yediyah. If he got it Shabbos, he's chayv every Shabbos. What about the next case? Hayideishu Shabbos. He knows Shabbos, but he forgets about the Beirur and Kaitzer. V'oisim Malachas Harbis V'os Harbe. Chayv kol Av Malacha Malacha. You only chayv in every Av Malacha, but it's mash. Ma'avilu chayv. I call Av Malacha Shakol Shabbos Shabbos like Tani. But you're not chayv every Shabbos. It's not a different Beirur and Parashat Bereishis. It's the Parashat Noach. So you see from this Mishnah 2 things. You see Yediyah Shemitayim. We know by 2 Shabbos is chayav 2, but for 2 Shabbos is a different malacha, it's only chayav 1.
Well, we see, from the fact that we know 2 Shabbos is chayav 2, we know already.
What?
We know that 2 Shabbos is chayav
2. I know, but here you know, in this third case is, you know what Shabbos. You know what Shabbos. There's no Shabbos, you know what Shabbos. You know what Shabbos. So on malacha, it doesn't pass the demon time, you didn't find out about was Bar in the week there. You didn't find Bar. So here it's saying that the Bar for 2 weeks only chayav 1. It's just Bar and Kaitzah, chayav every malacha, but not every Shabbos. So we have a Mishnah Klar that one thing was a Vaday, one thing was a Vaday. This way and that way. So money. Who is our Mishnah? Huh? We know our Mishnah in Mishnah Shabbos can't be Rabbi Yezah. Walk. Even safer, later on in that Mishnah it says, you do a bunch of toldos, achas, from the same Av, only chayav one. V Rabbi Yezah, if it's Rabbi Yezah, chayav kovam malachas kolachas, you chayav in every toldo. If it's Rabbi Eliezer, chayav in every single toldo. So that Mishnah and Shabbos can't be Rabbi Eliezer. Elahu is the Mishnah in Shabbos, El Pshita, Rabbi Kivi. It means the Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos is Rabbi Kiva. V'shmami no, Shigga Shabbos, V'zodoy Melochos, Pshita Yomis of Time, Havi Adil, Lechalik. If the Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva, so what do we say? The Mishnah is very clear, a few things. The Mishnah says clearly, if you get it for Shabbos, and you do Melochos of Parashat Bereishis, you do Melochos of Parashat Noach, the chayev two for every Shabbos. Why? Because the Yom Shabbat time have a deal lechalik, and the Zohar Shabbos Shigas Malachos, where you know about Shabbos and forget about the Malacha, who the boy? That was the Shaila of Rabbi Kiva to Rabbi Yehuda. He gufim damian, or postulated the gufim damian, and he passed. He told him to do gufim, but he didn't accept. Blowing Malachos, Kivlachos damian. And he also told him that different tolders chayv everyone, but tavalu kamini, it wasn't makabel each one. How you didn't accept? Because it says the Mishnah Klal Gadol, the third case of the Mishnah was, they only chayv on every avmalach and not every Shabbos. So you see, he didn't accept that. And then later on it says, oisa malacha is harbi, may malacha achas, only chayv one. So you see, he didn't accept the tolders either. So you see, first we establish that Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva. And then we see the Mishnah that Rabbi Kiva holds the idea, Yom Shav time have idea, Lagabi, forgetting about Shabbos, which is called Shigas Shabbos. Lagabi Shigas Balachais, which means if you forgot about Bayer, you only chayv one, like a third case of the Mishnah. So therefore, Rabba says, that's why I know my Sugya. That's why I know that was Pasha and that was the Shaila and like Kibbalmane. That's what he says. Abai is going to say that from your whole Cheshbin, it's not a 100% riot to what you're saying. That's what Abai is going to say. Omle Abaya, La'olam Eimalach, maybe you could say, Zodon Shabbos, Vashigas Malachas, maybe the opposite. That Zodon Shabbos, Vashigas Malachas, Pshitele Rav Kiva, the Shabbos Lav Guvendamia. Rav Kiva didn't have a Shaila. Maybe you would say, like the third case of the Mishnah in Klal Gadol, where you forgot about Bayer and you did it 2 weeks, it was Pastor Rav Kiva, that's not Guvendamia, only Chayav 1. That wasn't even a Shaila. And his Shaila really was, Shigas Shabbos, Zodon Malachas, you forgot about Shabbos. And then you had Yom HaTayim, you forgot about Shabbos again. And you didn't remember, right? You didn't remember that you missed Shabbos, but Yom HaTayim, that was a Shaila. Sugar Shabbos, Yom HaTayim, Yom HaTayim, you have a Yediyah L'chalei Kaloi. That was a question if the days between make a Yediyah or not. Uposhet Lei, and Rabbi Yezda was pushed to him from Nida, that Yom HaTayim is a Chilek. V'kabel Minei, and he accepted it. And therefore he said in Mishnah Klal Gadol, that if you forget Shabbos, you have every Shabbos. He also answered him that different tolders chayv every tolder. Loi kibul minay, and he weren't makabel. So Abaye says from your Mishnah Klal Gadol, it's not 100% raya. In halacha lemaisa between Abaye and Rabba, they both hold the same thing. The Rabbi Kiva holds the same thing, like the Mishnah Klal Gadol. What do we mean after halacha in the Rabbi Kiva? The Rabbi Kiva holds that if you forget about Shabbos on Parshas Bereishis and forget about Shabbos Parshas Noah, chayv two. And if you forget about Bayer and Paris Braces, if you forget about Bayer and Paris Noach, I have one. They both agree to that. How we got to that point will be different, because first of all, the difference in Rabbi Eliezer. Because according to Rabba, the Shaila was about Gufa Mechalakim. And on that, you know, Bayer Mechalakim, that Eliezer said it was two Chatas, and Rekiva didn't accept it. According to Abaye's version, it was posture to Rabbi Kiva that's not Chayev at all. That's not Chayev. Well, and even Rabbi Lez might hold like that to Abaye. That's not Chayev, only Chayev one. And the whole discussion was, what? A Bayer in this way, Bayer that way. A woman's discussion, only Chayev one. So the difference Lalacha is in Rabbi Eliezer and what the Shaila was. That's the two differences between Abaye and Rabba. What the Shaila was and what Rabbi Eliezer holds. But in Rabbi Kiva, Lamaisa, they hold the same thing. The whole Lamaisa hold the same thing. Because that's Abaye and Rabba. See, Rav Chista is different. Talk to Gemara, Rav Chista. Abar. Chista is saying different than Rabba. Say the opposite of Rabba. And Abin Afmila Alacha. Chista Amba Zodan Shabbos Vashigas Malachas. That it was Poshit that if you forget about Bayer, Zodan Shabbos, you know about Shabbos, Vashigas Malachas, you forget about Bayer, then you chai for every single Shabbos. I thought we keep a serial like the Gufim Damian. It's different Gufim. And like Rashi explains, they'll type the Mishnah in Klal Gadol, the third case where it says that Yechayev Avi Av Malacha, it means Yechayev Avi Shabbos, all Shabbos. Doesn't say it, but it's also Yechayev Avi Shabbos. And here's a big nafkamina. He says that everyone, even, it wasn't a Mishaila, even Rabbi Kiva will agree, Yechayev a bar for every single Shabbos. The whole Shaila was, Shiga Shabbos Zod Malacha. So he forgot if it's Shabbos or not. Who the Boyimene? And the question was, the Yom Shabbat time, you have an idea lechalik. If the days in between are called the idea lechalik, if the days in between that are weekdays, is that enough to be lechalik? Upashit lay, and Rabbi Eliezer was pashit that Yom Shabbat time have idea lechalik, that it is a chilik, and for the brurah of nida, the kabel minay, Rekiva accepted it, like you see in the Mishnah Klal Gadol, Rekiva holds that Yom Shabbat time is a chilik. Then he was pashit in the other shaila. So pashtay the vladim alachas nachas damyin that bichayv every talda, but like kibul minay, it was not makabel. So Rav Chista learns different, and the Nafmila Halacha is, according to Rav Chista, Gufen, if you get Bayer on Bereishis and Noach and Lecha, you have three Chatois. And that wasn't even a Shaila. The Shaila was Yom HaShemitayim, and he accepted that, and that's the Nafgimina. So how did Rav Chista notice? Rav Chista bring a Raya from a certain Mishnah or Braisa to this. Om Rav Chista, but not Amila. Rav Chista is going to ask the theory on Brises, and he's going to say, the fee would my Pshar Rav Akiva have an answer. Om Rav Chista, but not Amila. How do I know my halacha? And Tanya went to the Brises. We know, to be chayiv fiksiva on Shabbos, you have to write two ICS. So let's say someone writes, a kaisav stay ICS behelamachas. He writes two ICS and forgot that ICS are usher to write. Let's say he writes one letter, and then he remembers, oh, you know, I'll write on Shabbos. 3 hours later, he wakes up from his nap, sleepy, and he writes it again, not ois. Are you chayiv or not? You remember it in between. So what's the machlokes? Rav Gamliel machayiv, why he holds ein yediyah lechatzis shir, so therefore it's not called yediyah, he holds yechayiv, and you can mitzar for two ICS. But chomim poitrim, chomol no, you potter, because he holds it is yediyah lechatzis shir. Then it says, Moide Rav Gamliel, we're not sure who he's Moide to, Moide Rav Gamliel, so cost of ois achav shavazu, you write one ois on parashas brachos, and you don't remember about anything, but ois achav shavaz acheres, that you potter. He agrees the apartheid here. You can't be mitzar of two Shabbos. Telling two Shabbos are different things. Vitanya Yechuis, a different Brysa. A Kodesh Deis of Shabbos. You write one Ois on Parash Brys, one on Parash Noyach. Echav Shabbazu, Echav Shabbazu. Rogamil Machayev, Chom Poitiv, that's Machlaikas. So it's a steer Rogamil. One hand he says, he's Maidi Apata. Other hand says, Echayev. When you write one Ois this Shabbos, next Shabbos is two Brysas. One says Echayev, one says Apata. What's the difference? So Kasaka Daita. Rav Chista holds that Rav Gamliel Rav Akiva Svirlei. Rav Gamliel holds like Rav Akiva. So he says, Bishlam Lididi, Dr. Rav Chista, Lafi Mi, that I hold that Rav Akiva agrees that Shabbos Agufa Mechalakim, Legabi Malachos, but not are Gufa Mechalakim, Legabi Shabbosos. Yeah. So he said like this, he can't even tariff it. Because we're saying that Rabbi Akiva agrees that Bayer of Bereshis is not the Bayer of Noach. So therefore, the Ois of Bereshis is not the Ois of Noach. You can't even tariff them. And the brisa that says Potter is going by Shigas Shabbos. There you have to have Yediyah and Ein Yediyah Chatzishir. And V'Hod Tanya Chayev is that Yechayev is when you can mitzarif them. V'Shigas Shabbos V'Zodim Melachos that there that even though we hold that the Yom Hashem time have Yediyah, he the Kesava Ein Yediyah Chatzishir, and therefore you're Potter, therefore you're Chayev because Ein Yediyah Chatzishir, so you can mitzarif them. Elo the Rabba, but according to Rabba. The three layer of Kiva Shabbos is Govechad Haim. The Shabbos is like Govechad. So Bishloim Ahad Tanya Chayiv is Gomes Kachas La Beim Zodin Shabbos Shigas Malachos. We forgot about Bayer, but Shabbos is Govechad. It's all Braces and Noach, the same Shabbos. And Bein Shigas Shabbos Zodin Malachos, where it's Yedia, the Kosov and Yedia Chatzishir. So we understand that you can mitzarif it Yechayiv. Ba'ela the Tanya Potter. But the Braces of Potter, my Mukwis Law. You have nothing to answer for that. You can't answer that for anything. What's the case of Potter? Why can't you mitzarif for 2 weeks? According to Rabbi Akiva, two Shabbos are one guf. You forgot about Shabbos. Yediyah Shem time is not. It doesn't make a difference because any deal lechatz yishir. Amalach Rava. So what's Rava? Rava. It says Rava, but what's Rava going to answer to this shaila? What's Rava going to answer to the shaila? Amalach Rava. Rava Gamliel. Svir like Rava Eliezer. Rava Gamliel holds not like Rava Kivi. Holds like Rava Eliezer. And Rava Eliezer holds Gufan Damian. Damian Shabbos is Gufan Damian. He holds that Shabbos is like Gufan Damian, and therefore. Because even if Rabba, the Shaila was Gufim, and Rav Eliezer was Paisha Gufim, it wasn't Kavimene. So if you hold like Rav Eliezer, it's very good. So the case that you pot is two Shabbos is because of two Gufim, according to Rav Eliezer. And the case that Yechayiv is, where you forgot about Shabbos, and there it's only a Tolin Yediya, and Ein Yediya Lechatzishir. Yeah, so Zok to Gemara a little weiter. Since it says the Navi on the Moide Rav Gamliel, it sounds like he moided someone a different Tana. By two Shabbosos, he's moided a different Tana. So who is being moided to? Moide Rav Gamliel, Mechal the Pliga Achronaisa. sounds like if it's Moida, it's Mashma, that he argues about a different thing with that Bar Plukta. He agrees by two Shabbosois, it's Potter, but he argues by a different case. So if he holds a Rabbi Kiva, this is Rav Chista bringing a riot to himself, that Rav Gamliel holds a Rabbi Kiva. The Yom Shalom HaKar Kiva is very lay. Behind the Pligi, B'Shabbos V'Zodim Malachos, that he argues by Shigah Shabbos V'Zodim Malachos, the Rav Gamliel saw the Eindir Chatz Yashir, Umoy the Rav Gamliel V'Zodim Shabbos V'Shigah Malachos Shua Potter. Amma Shabbos is Kegufa and Damian. Because Rabbi Kiva will hold that in the case of two Shabbosos, that he forgot at Shabbos, Rabbi Kiva himself will hold your potter. And that Rabbi Gamliel says, you know what? By two Shabbosos, that he forgot at Shabbos, I hold the chayv. Why? In your dear lechatzishim. But I'm moider to you if it's a zodim malach, if the shigas malachos. It means you knew it was Shabbos, forgot about bara. I'm moider to you, then it's potter. That's what it means. You know, first of all, Rabbi Kiva's feel out of the plea given Shabbos, shigas Shabbos, and malachos. The Rabbi Gamliel saw in your lechatzishim. When you forgot about Shabbos, 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 Shabbos are different. But Eli, Amos, or Gamil, Karab, Eliezer, Sphere, like, if Rabbi Gamil holds a Karab, Eliezer, Mechal, the Pligi, and Mamai, what are they arguing? If it's Shigah Shabbos, Zodim, Malachos, if he's arguing by a case where you forgot it was Shabbos, and there, even Rabbi Eliezer holds Enya Dil Chatashir. A fear of Eliezer, the Kurang Mil, Spiel, Enya Dil Chatashir. How do we know that? The Tanya, a Koysif Ste Oysios, Beshne Shabbosis. You write two Oysios with two Shabbosis, Oysakam Shabbazu, Oysakam Shabbazu, Rabbi Eliezer Machayev, Rabbi Eliezer holds Yachayev. Why? Because he holds Enya Dil Chatashir. He holds Enya Dil Chatashir. So therefore, you see, Clary holds like that. So it can't be that he holds like a Rabbi Eliezer, because he held like Rabbi Eliezer. Then what's the moida? What's the moida? So it must be he holds like Rabbi Kiva. He's moida Rabbi Kiva. Holds like Rabbi Kiva. And he's saying, I argue with you by Yedil Chatashir, but I agree with you by if you forget about Bayer. If you forget about Bayer. Okay, we'll stop over here. We're stopping by Elba Achas Al Arig in the middle of a Chazmus.